And welcome back to FLX Morning on this Tuesday, April the 19th. It is 8:36. We're joined by Laura Turbine from Finger Lakes Health for our usual visit. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Pa.
How's everything?
Very well. How are you?
Good, good. And we have also with us Eric Greger, who is the new Director of Diagnostics for Finger Lakes Health. And Laura, can you kind of explain what that is and what the whole diagnostics program involves?
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have Eric with us this morning. Eric comes with us as sort of with a rad tech background, and in particular CT, I think, correct?
Am I a little CT, a little most diagnostic, but I did a little CT as well.
Yeah. So as our diagnostics department is diagnostic imaging, we've become to rely more and more on so many modalities as healthcare has evolved and we've gotten better technology. We're thrilled that we have a great CT scanner at Soldiers and Sailors, also one at Geneva General, also of course X-ray, which people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have an open bore MRI operated with in combination with our Finger Lakes radiology partners, the physicians who help operate and own that here at Geneva. Of course, mammography services, nuclear tests, our interventional suite, where we do a lot more interventional procedures through with diagnostics, helping lead and guide that work with our radiologists. So much more, not just diagnostic, but actually treatment that takes place in the diagnostic area now. So we're pleased that Eric is with us this morning. And this morning, our topic is going to be one that's become critically more and more important as we've learned more, that we are now doing a lot more, using it not just for treatment and diagnostics, but also for screening. And this is for CT screening for lung cancer. And there's a certain population that CDC and the U.S. Preventive Task Force recommends now for people. And Eric's going to kind of fill us in. He can talk a little bit about his interest in diagnostics and all the incredible diagnostics we offer. Of course, of cardiopulmonary services fall into his purview as well. So we have a range of things in his portfolio, but we're going to narrow it a little bit this morning and talk about CT scanning, screening for lung cancer, because it's so important. But with that, I'll let Eric talk a little bit about his background and what drew him to this field.
Sure. I appreciate you, Lara. Thank you, Paul, for having me today.
Sure.
Yeah, like Lara says, I became an X-ray tech in 1990. Worked as an X-ray tech for a number of years, saw the paradigm shifting with technology and processes and personnel and, you know, re-engineering of that service line, which is, you know, it's basically multiple departments into one big department. So like Lara says, we have all these different what they call modalities, but we also do cardiac services, nuclear medicine services. But CT is kind of the gold standard when it comes to screening for certain tests or certain diseases. Lung cancer is one of them. And lung cancer screening, low dose CT, which is LDCT, is what they really term it as, really has been around for about 12 years. A lot of work was done at the University of Michigan. A lot of papers have been published. What they were trying to do was to decrease the dose of a CAT scan, which obviously dose is important to a patient.
Right.
And also get more information than, say, a chest X-ray would give. Because predominantly, chest X-rays are used for lots of screening tools with lung cancer and, you know, histories and whatever. Low-dose lung cancer screening is wonderful because it is a low, it's not as low dose as a CAT or as a chest X-ray, but it's much lower dose than a traditional CAT scan.
Okay.
So you're able to get a ton of information in a very short period of time, which the radiologist will read. Like Lara says, this was part of a very distinct population when it started. It used to be 55 was the cutoff age, and 30 pack years, which is the equivalent of 3 packs a day for 10 years, would have to qualify you for lung cancer screening. CMS actually recently in February changed those parameters. Now it's 50 years old and it's 20 pack years. So
really
a lot
expanded.
More people, a lot more people will be eligible for it.
Okay.
Which is also a great thing for the community and for, you know, obviously for screening for lung cancer.
So if you're basically between age 50 and 80 right now and you have a history of smoking, so as long as you have sort of, if you've quit more than 15 years ago, this wouldn't be for you.
Right.
But if you've been smoking at all within the past 15 years and have that 20 pack year history, and we'll talk a little bit about what that means. Mm. And again, it can mean a pack a day over 20 years, or it can mean if you're a 2 pack a day type smoker over even 10 years, you'd be eligible to have the screening. And the real goal is to identify these cancers early. We know they can be very invasive. We know that they can be aggressive.
Yep.
And the thought is, while it can be surgically addressed and things for people who may be at risk, and now that we've seen enough good results, that that's why I think some of these screening guidelines change to expand more people.
Well, yeah, because ultimately the game is about early detection.
Yes. Like it is with breast cancer, like it is with lots of prostate cancer. You know, they're coming up with these diagnostic tests, and not just imaging. Lab tests, tests you can do at home. Just about everything now, either you can take it home and send in, or you can schedule it at a healthcare facility. Now, just some facts about lung cancer.
Sure.
So lung cancer is second most common cancer in the United States. It is the leading cause of death from cancer. So it's a very deadly cancer, especially if it's not, you know, identified early. It kills more people each year than prostate, breast, and colorectal cancer. So
combined, right?
Combined.
Mm-hmm.
So lung cancer is bad. I lost my father to lung cancer. I'm sure everyone's lost somebody to lung cancer, whether you smoke or you don't smoke.
Right, right.
People are still at risk factors for lung cancer. So getting screening is very important. So LDCT, low-dose CT lung cancer screening, is actually the only recommended screening tool for lung cancer. Not chest x-rays, not lab tests, not anything else.
And that's a change.
That is a change, yes. So it's a better change. It's much more accurate. Mm-hmm. And I really think that, you know, the advent of these technologies, you know, when I was going to x-ray school, we had single-slice CTs. Now we have up to 320 slice. We have two 128 slice CTs, one at Soldiers, which is newer, and one at Geneva.
And when you're talking about slices, to put that in common terms, that's basically like going from a black and white photo to an enhanced HD photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, it's if you have 128 slices, it's 128 revolutions of that gantry every second. So that's amazing. So it's... So the bottom line is that because the speed of CT and the dose of CT is better than it used to be, they can use them for screening tools, such as lung cancer screening, which is very, very important.
And primary care physicians are much more familiar with this now as well.
Yes.
So when you're going in for your regular checkups and things, hopefully they're going down that list. Are you over 50? Maybe you're due for your colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. Have you had your mammography? Are you someone who does smoke? And hopefully they're taking that kind of history, which then they would then identify you as someone who could then make a referral for this kind of screening.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And also when the screening was 55 years old and 30 pack. Years, only 15% of the population in New York State actually qualified for low-dose cancer screening. So they're thinking with the relaxed guidelines that they can do anywhere from, just in New York State alone, another 130,000 screens.
Okay.
Right.
So, that's amazing.
Right.
And that could literally save anywhere from 20 to 50,000 lives.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's really the goal. And, you know, I did some numbers. So the screening is you have to be 50 to 80. You either currently smoke or quit within the past 15 years.
Right.
And once again, you have to have that 20-pack year, which lowered from 30. So we do, with Finger Lakes Health and our two sites, we do about 3 to 5 lung cancer screenings per day.
Wow.
So... Yeah, so we usually
that's
do
a lot.
One at Soldiers and 3 to 4 in Geneva, depending on the schedule. And we can do them on Saturday mornings, whatever's convenient for the patient.
Now, is this something that you need a referral from your physician?
Yep, it has to be pre-authorized by the physician's office. And, you know, we work very well with our primary care practices and specialty care practices to get all that legwork done before, so when a patient shows up, they're ready to go.
And it's very quick and painless.
Yes.
We should note that it's for people who are sort of a little bit anxious sometimes about healthcare services. We should note this is, again, you can do it on a Saturday. You don't have to miss work.
It's funny.
Let's take away all the excuses, please.
Yep.
Yeah, you must have been reading my mind, because that was going to be my next question was, well, okay, how does this compare to getting an x-ray or getting a CAT scan? And it sounds to me like in comparison, this is much quicker, much easier, much more convenient.
Yes, it's a very fast scan. Literally, patients from the time they lay on the table to the time they're walking out the door, it's roughly 5 minutes.
And there's no contrast or anything else. For people who've had a CT for other things, they might think, oh, do I have to drink a drink? Do I have to have an injection? Nope, it's literally
non-contrast. If there are certain findings or suspicious findings, they may go back for a normal lung cancer or lung CT, which will include contrast and normal parameters and exposure factors.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it does allow, just like breast cancer screening, and the tools of 3D and digital imaging has really, I've seen it, you know, mm-hmm. over. I mean, when I was an X-ray tech, I used to run film through a processor. So, you know, this digital technology is amazing. The speed at which we can treat patients, diagnose patients, get patients in the door and out the door, it's just so much more efficient than it's ever been.
And sometimes it's not just about a patient coming in, but it's about those of us who know someone, getting your loved one to come in.
Yeah.
Because
we
know people are not great about prioritizing their own health. We know they sort of, sometimes I think there is a little bit of a ostrich head in the sand mentality, kind of. And really, if you love someone and you know they may fit this criteria, it's a really important gift to give this this knowledge, this information, the opportunity for them to go. So encourage someone. If you know someone who's been smoking, who has that habit of whether it's a pack a day or two packs a day, anything that would put them in this criteria, and they're between 50 and 80, encourage them to pop into their doctor's office, give a call, and get that screening prescription.
Yeah, the one excuse we want to eliminate more than any other is, oh, this isn't going to happen to me.
You got it.
Exactly.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does happen to people, and they don't suspect it, and it not only impacts themselves, but it impacts their families and their loved ones and their friends. And, you know, having gone through and see loved ones, you know, suffer through cancer, and any of that can be prevented is just so much better.
And I'm glad you mentioned that it doesn't always appear obvious. You could be breathing perfectly normally, feel perfectly normal.
Yep.
But if you go and get one of these screenings, you may find out, hey, wait a minute, there's something going on here. And now you found it early enough that you can actually do something about it.
And that's the key, and that's why one of the criteria is to, you know, they want people in a very distinct subset. And what's really key is that, you know, they want to get people at a certain age, but you have to be asymptomatic, because if you're symptomatic, then it's probably already advanced.
Yeah.
If you're having trouble breathing, or if you have sputum, or you know, your saliva is a different, whatever it is.
Right.
It's almost, you know, that's when it's too far advanced. So just like breast cancer, screening is an important tool to prevent advanced illness. Even if you catch it early, it's better than catching it late. And, you know, and this is done every year. So it's basically like a mammogram. So
right.
You can have it done every year. You qualify every year. And it's just another way to make sure you're in tip-top shape. And especially if you've been a smoker, you want to kind of know that, because that does a lot of work to your life.
So to recap the requirements here, we're looking for people who are age 50 to 80 who have been smoking or have quit within the past 15 years. And now the new standard is 30 pack years, which means
it's 20 pack years.
20 pack
years. It was 30. Now it's 20.
Right.
So that opens it up to a whole list of candidates.
Which means if you smoked a pack a day for 20 years, you fit the criteria.
Yep.
Smoke two packs a day for 10 years, you're in the criteria.
Correct.
And you want to contact your physician, ask them to contact the folks at Finger Lakes Health. They have this available at both Soldiers and Sailors and at Geneva General.
Correct. Just call the scheduling line. There's the number is 315-787-4555, and that will go to our scheduling line, which can schedule you to either Soldiers or Geneva, depending on where your proximity is. But yes, I encourage everybody in the community, if you qualify or a loved one qualifies for a low-dose CT for a lung cancer screening, I highly recommend to call the scheduling line and get yourself scheduled.
Fantastic information. As always, Laura, Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Paul.